With an update from LondonNewsToday.ca, I'm Miranda Chant. Exhaust sparks are the likely cause of last month's train fire in London. The Transportation Safety Board released the finding yesterday in the April 21st incident that saw a train with five burning rail cars eventually stop in downtown London. The government agency says, in addition to the exhaust spark, the airflow from the moving train caused the fire to spread back to each rail car. One person's been arrested after Oxford OPP surrounded a motel near Ingersoll. Police shut down Plank Line between Curry Road and the roundabout south of the 401 for nearly 7 hours yesterday. It was for what police described as an investigation in relation to a wanted party. No other details have been released. The road was reopened before midnight. Pro-Palestinian encampments popped back up at Western University yesterday. About 10 tents went up outside of the university community center for a 12-hour protest. The students involved again called for the university to divest from companies with business interests in Israel. This is the second such protest on campus this month. There are three more road closures to slow drivers traveling in London. Wellington from Wolfe to Dufferin and Dufferin between Clarence to Waterloo will be closed today until late Sunday night. That's for the Road Hockey Tournament Hockey Fest. Dundas from Burwell to Maitland is also being closed today from 9 until 2 for water main repairs. Drivers are asked to use King to get around the work. For a third year in a row, Air Show London has taken the crown for best air show in North America. The honor comes from USA Today's 10 Best Readers' Choice Awards, which invites the public to vote on their favorite over a four-week period. Air Show London was also the only Canadian show nominated. The three-day show returns to the London International Airport September 13th. For more on these and other stories, go to LondonNewsToday.ca.